T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a disagreement in Sacramento over just how big the state's budget deficit really is. Governor Newsom and the state's legislative analysts are using different numbers. Here's KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, who has it right, do you think?
Well, it kind of reminds me, Eric, of that joke about the businessman who's looking to hire a new accountant, and he gets three candidates. First candidate comes in, and he says, "What's 2 plus 2? Candidate says, 4. Businessman says, "Thanks, take care." Bring in candidate number 2. Candidate number 2, "What's 2 plus 2? Candidate number 2 says, 4. Businessman says, "Thank you very much for your time." Bring me in candidate 3. Candidate 3 comes in. Businessman goes, "What's 2 plus 2? Candidate 3 pauses for a second and says, "What do you want it to be?"
There you go. Well, what does Gavin Newsom want it to be, and what are they saying it is?
Well, what they're saying, Gavin Newsom would like it to be $38 billion. Now, that's down considerably from the $68 billion that was early projected as a shortfall. But the budget analyst says that his math is what they, quote, plausible but optimistic. In other words, he's looking on the sunny side of things, and Governor Newsom puts it at $68 billion. But they will both agree that going forward, we're state's looking at about a $30 billion difference in what it's bringing in, but compared to what it's spending. And a lot of this has to do with questions about, California's being on the rebound. Last year, we had about a 20% drop in taxes coming in. That led to the deficit spending, and it took us down from that big surplus we had. Newsom's figuring it's going to come back 8%. The budget analyst isn't so sure about that. So we have some funny money in there, questions in there. The other one is what the Newsom team is calling, budget reductions versus what the budget analyst is saying, no, that's a cut. So that's, it's back and forth about math, and it's political as well as mathematic when it comes to state budgets. You want to put on the best face, but you don't necessarily want to overspend either.
Oh, what about that rainy day fund, Phil?
Well, I got a feeling that, it's supposed to be, when most people hear about rainy day funds, they think that it's a rainy day. It lasts one day and you go into the reserves. And they're probably going to go into the reserves for about $13 billion. But, Eric, that rainy day fund, what happens if the rain keeps raining and it becomes like an ongoing monsoon or something like that? And that's year after year after year. Different governors have approached these things differently. Arnold Schwarzenegger liked to put the best face forward when he could. Jerry Brown put the hardest face forward, basically telling people, "We don't have money and don't ask me for any money." And that shut everybody up in Sacramento for years. Gavin Newsom's trying to play it in between. Whether we can thread that needle depends on whether or not accountant number 3 comes across with the right number or the state gets money back. But right now, what he's trying to do is buy some time between now and May to figure out exactly where we're standing.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier back at 5:50 this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.